this is the time we have reserved to bring in a good friend. Music Mountain has always been a great friend of Robin Hood Radio. As a matter of fact, people probably don't know that our antenna for Robin Hood Radio, the original Robin Hood Radio station, which is at 91.9 in Sharon, is on the property of Nick Gordon's in Sharon, Connecticut. As a broadcaster, he allowed us to do that. I've known Nick for years before then, and of course Music Mountain has been a part of Robin Hood Radio's programming since day one of the station. And it's nice to continue on that tradition. We have Oscar Espina-Ruiz, once again, who is the artistic director at Music Mountain, joining us again today. Oscar, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning, Marshall. It's great to be here.
So you had another good weekend. I mean, the weather really, it was hot, but you obviously had a great weekend for the three concerts you had this past weekend.
Yes. Oh, I am still on a high. I mean, this is really a great, great beginning of the season. I am extremely happy. The concerts went very well. As you said, there were three. So the Music Mountain Academy that is at Music Mountain since in June 12th held its faculty concert at 1 o'clock. That was a free concert in Gordon Hall featuring the legendary Charles Nydick, my teacher, a fantastic clarinetist with the Verona String Quartet. And also, actually, I ended up having a surprise for the audience, and I previewed a concerto that composer Alfonso Fuentes is writing for me. So he and I performed the preview of the concerto. All in all, I mean, it was a fantastic concert. People really enjoyed it. The community came out and had a good time. Then in the evening, Ted Nash came up from Lincoln Center and brought a great show. I mean, the guy, he has a special aura around him. He's very relaxed, very inviting, and played beautifully with his quartet, two Grammy winner quartet. I mean, for sure, for a reason. I mean, they are so refined and nuanced, and it was really beautiful jazz. And then yesterday, wow, I'm still on a high on that one, too. It was the so the Shanghai Quartet came up and played Opus 132, one of my favorite Beethoven string quartets. And, well, one can imagine how beautiful this song of Thanksgiving is in the Lydian mode, in that it's a slow movement in that string quartet. Well, when they finished that quartet, I didn't count, but I think silence must have been somewhere between 10 and 15 seconds of absolute silence after they finished the movement. People were really, you know, transfixed by the music and by the performance. It was absolutely great.
All right. Well, you had a great weekend last weekend, and it looks like this weekend is always, this weekend and next weekend are kind of my favorite weekends, because this weekend on Saturday you have New York Gilbert and Sullivan, and then on Sunday the Shanghai String Quartet is back with the Beethoven cycle.
Yes, yes. So since we were talking about Beethoven, that it's another great program this coming Sunday. So on the 24th of June at 3 p.m. in Gordon Hall, we'll have the Opus 131, as the main course one may say, perhaps. And Opus 131 is another tremendous string quartet. This is the quartet that Beethoven thought was his very best piece. Not even quartet, piece, ever. And this is also the quartet that Schubert, whom we always think as a more romantic composer, well, indeed he was, but in terms of chronology, I mean, Schubert died only 1 year after Beethoven in 1828. And when Schubert was in his deathbed, he requested one string quartet by Beethoven to be performed for him, and that was Opus 131. Which will be played at Music Mountain this coming Sunday, the 24th. Just an incredible quartet. Very, very expanded, huge, and very intriguing, and also witty. This is also the quartet where he uses some techniques for the first time. Sul Ponticello, like a very special kind of sound. Anyway, all in all, a great, great concert. Also, there are two Opus 18 quartets in the program in the first half. It's going to be fantastic. And then on Saturday, June 23rd, at 6:30 p.m., yeah, Gilbert and Sullivan, New York, Gilbert and Sullivan, are back with a great program. They are going to present I've Got a Little Twist, and I hear great things about this. It was the first time for me to hear them live at Music Mountain last year, and I had a great time. I mean, these guys really know what they are doing. I mean, it really is a very special evening, theater, song, and everything in between. Lots of laughing, lots and lots of laughing. They are fantastic. So, yeah, that's Saturday the 23rd, Gilbert and Sullivan, back at Music Mountain.
All right, now, and once again, explain to the listeners that might not be aware that missed all the introduction of your Beethoven cycle, what you're doing at Music Mountain this year, what exactly and how significant this is for not only Music Mountain, but for people who appreciate Beethoven.
Yes. Well, I mean, Beethoven is one of the giants writing in music, one of the greatest composers ever. Then within his music, which in a way is the bridge between the classical period and the romantic period, so significant also for that reason, he, within his music, gave great importance to chamber music, and within that, to string quartet writing. So he ended up writing 16 string quartets, and those 16 string quartets are like the bedrock of string quartet writing. It's the Mount Everest for any string quartet to climb, any esteemed string quartet to climb, because it's extremely tasking, technically, emotionally. It really is quite a challenge and a beautiful one. And so... not any string quartet can do this. The Shanghai Quartet is currently presenting the entire Beethoven string quartet cycle at Music Mountain. All 16 string quartets that Beethoven wrote, and the Shanghai Quartet is doing it in 6 concerts. Yesterday we heard their second concert in the cycle. So it is indeed something huge. This is big news. The cycle is really, I don't know, it's like, doing a pilgrimage to wherever you need to go. If you need to go to, Santiago de Compostela, or you need to go to La Meca, or you need to go to a shrine in Japan, I don't know where you need to go. But it's one of those things that internally you feel that you have to do once in a lifetime. The Beethoven string quartet cycle. Incredible.
All right. And now I just want to hit on, by the way, if you want tickets or more information on what we're talking about, these concerts, musicmountain.org, click on events. And when you stroll through the different events, the great way the website is set up this year is you can click on to buy tickets at each one of those events. So that's this weekend. And next weekend, the reason I like it, once again, you've got the Shanghai String Quartet in for the Beethoven Cycle concert on Sunday next weekend as well. But Michael Berkeley comes in and puts on really a variety show, no tune like a show tune, and that is going to be June 30th at 6:30.
Yes, but I'm also looking forward to that one, and I may kind of send out a note, or please be aware that this year Michael Berkeley is coming much earlier in the season than last, or like much earlier than in the past. So Michael Berkeley, together with Wanda Houston, Maria Hickey, and Amy LeBlanc, and Frank Fasano, will come back to Music Mountain on June 30th. June 30th this time. So in the past, it's been much later. Last year, I have to say, it was a full house. And I remember many people stopped by the Falls Village Inn before coming to the mountain. We do have a package with them, by which people can have a fantastic dinner in this historic place, indeed, the Falls Village Inn, which is just like a stone throw from Music Mountain, about 20 minutes, no, maybe even less than that, of a scenic drive. Anyway, so many people went to have dinner at the Falls Village Inn, an early dinner, and then came up to Music Mountain to listen to Michael Berkeley. And we had a full house. It was a fantastic show. you know, they also play mostly so great Broadway tunes. This time, they are celebrating on June 30th, the July 4th holiday. So they are celebrating America with all the best, you know, Broadway tunes and more. And so please come, Michael Berkeley, June 30th, 6:30 at Music Mountain.
And once again, by the way, these special packages that are put together with the Falls Village Inn, these packages are arranged so when you make the reservation early, you are out in plenty of time to get to Music Mountain and enjoy it. And Music Mountain from the Falls Village Inn, at most, is maybe an 8-minute ride. so.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Thank you for that, Marshall. My car must be very slow.
it's a great package, and it's a great way to enjoy, especially a Saturday night. Well, good luck as the season continues. And once again, we'll check in with you next week, see how this weekend went, and talk about the upcoming events at Music Mountain.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, Oscar. Thank you.
Take care.
That is, once again, this week at Music Mountain in Falls Village.